Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So, where do I start? Last night I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine. And the word sociopath came to mind. So I said, you know what? I hear a lot about it on, you know, crime shows. So I'm going to Google it. And I did. And I was shocked when I read the traits and, you know, the basic overall view of a sociopath. And to toss around the idea that it is possible that I have a sociopath in my life
you're stopping at a green light. I'm still thrown off after what happened this morning. I'm just not in a good mood. I don't know. And after last night, and then realizing, oh my gosh, is it possible to actually know a sociopath? Even scarier still is to know a psychopath. And people think, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know any killers. But they're like everybody else, and they can live normally among us. That's kind of scary, that they blend in. And you look at people, and some people that I would consider losers, so to speak, you know, the ones that drift from job to job, and they're in and out of relationships, and they always have, you know, some kind of drama, trouble, financial, marital, some form of stuff going on in their life. Is there a possibility it could be because their brain doesn't function like everybody else? And then I think about it. What is normal anymore? With society having the increase of autism, they said men who are waiting longer to have children risk a higher whatever percentage chance of having a child with autism. And back when I was growing up, you didn't hear about autism and learning disabled and attention deficit and all these labels that they put on children. And it just, I don't know, back to my human nature always being fascinated by it. It's a hobby, because I think if it was work, I'd actually be just totally overwhelmed and fried. And then you think about, you break it down, all the people that you know in your life and how their brain functions. And some people you know can't deal with change well, and they have these traits that stick out among other traits, you know. And then you would throw in the mix addictions, alcohol, gambling, drugs. How does that affect the brain? Topsy-turvy, yes. And it just fascinates me. Okay, well, I tried to go to Walmart and tried to, I just remembered I have ice cream at home. And see how my brain works? I'll be thinking one thing, and then I will jump on to another thing. We have ice cream sandwiches, because my beloved, well, I had bought butter pecan ice cream, but I haven't gotten into it yet, and he bought ice cream sandwiches last night. So you know what? What I was going to say is I went to Walmart to try and feel better and to take my mind off of this anger thing that I got with work and coworker and job, and then I was thinking comfort food. Ooh, well, I got some chocolate, but ice cream! Yay!